taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back, and Cheryl in Texas pledges $5. Thank you, Cheryl. The numbers are 866-525-0955. 866-525-0955. 216-901-0933. We have 1 hour, folks, left. 1 hour. We're not where we should be yet tonight. And 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line. I'm gonna do it one more time. I have to do it, but I'm going to do it because I'm stepping out of faith. I'm going to pledge, put me down for another 1,000, and I want to get some matches. Can I get some matches out there? Can people match me for 1,000? Remember, none of us take a pay here. We all volunteer our time, and we put in our own time and our own money. Why? Because the cause is a righteous cause. The cause is a righteous cause. They've been trying to knock us off the air for years and years, long before Alex Jones or any of the others out there. We were there, and we were a thorn in the side of the enemy out there. We're still a thorn in the side of the enemy there. You don't know how angry the Soros bunch and the Bloomberg bunch are that we're still here, that they have not been able to stomp us out. And it's only by God's grace, folks, because it's nothing that we could have done. They had us outnumbered, outspent, but by God's grace, we're still here. And so we need to hear from you. Those numbers, again, are 866-525-0955, 216-901-0933, or 888-281-1110. Did you want to say something there?
Yeah, Pastor, you scared me with the Bema seat. I got to stand before Christ. So, no, I know that this is good ground. This is good ministry. I want to sow in 300.
All right. Put him down for 300. Amen. Okay, very good. Did you want to say something there, Wild Bill?
Just thinking about how incredible it is. I mean, the first night that you came to our house to hear about Tactical Civics, you were all in right away. You were, absolutely on board with everything that we stand for, and very excited about that.
When we stand before the Bema seat, I want to be able to say, and you know what, I can do this. I can say this, that after 50 years, that we've never given it less than our best. The folks in this ministry, we've given 100%. We've given all that we can, and I can say that, and that good. It helps. It makes me know that I can sleep good at night knowing I've done that. Yeah, and so, yeah. Folks out there, if you haven't tried that, you ought to try it because it works. Give it your very best. Right? You can't outgive God, and so those sacrifices we are to give to the Lord are praise, worship, tithes, and service. Okay.
I had one other thing I was thinking about. Me and my wife, we do all our finances together, so we haven't talked about this, and I wish I would have talked to her beforehand. That way I could know what I would pledge tonight. So I will be talking to her tomorrow, and we'll figure out what we'll be able to pledge. And
all right, very
definitely
good.
Want to support everything that you do.
If you keep the missus happy, you have a good life, right? All right. Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about here. We mentioned earlier about the apostate church. We're the signs of the time are happening here. It wasn't that many years ago, boy, when, the apostate church, well, for us anyhow, The apostate church was very small. Today, the apostate church is big. Okay, and but God always keeps a remnant. And the world, the National Council of Churches, people don't realize there were good. There was a time I remember way back when the number one fellows that were fighting the apostasy in the church was a Presbyterian preacher from New York. He stood his ground, and they were coming after him with everything. Okay, but he stood his ground. You had people over the years, real Presbyterians like J. Vernon McGee and even R.C. Sproul or D. James Kennedy, but the Presbyterian USA, like many others, have gone down. The Episcopal Church had apostatized a long time ago. I mean, a long time ago. The United Church of Christ is there, virtually the Church of Satan. I mean, today, everything. You know, they have drag queens in there, and you name it, it's really going down. But we're going to play a little clip here on the Presbyterian Church USA. Go ahead.
A major mainline denomination in the United States. There are two articles here on the Christian Post. I just find one of them interesting. It says, PCUSA loses 1 million members in the past 15 years. So for a denomination to lose 1 million members, because usually they just keep people on the membership list, whether they've attended church or not. So for them to actually lose and acknowledge that they've lost 1 million members, that's pretty significant. And maybe this is why they're losing so many members. This next story, PCUSA approves amendment banning LGBT discrimination. Now that's how they're framing it, but what they're actually doing is they are kicking out all pastors, they are kicking out all ministers who hold to a biblical view of marriage. So let's turn to Matthew chapter 19. And we won't even go to Old Testament passages because they'll play this game like, well, we're Christians, we follow Jesus, we don't listen to anything in Leviticus or anything. So we're not even going to, we'll just give them that for the sake of argument, and we'll just look at what Jesus says. So Matthew chapter 19 is the passage that Jesus expresses his view, which really is the obviously the biblical view. It was the view that God gave to the nation of Israel. This is the Lord's view of marriage. And he says in let's start in verse 1 for the sake of context. Now it came to pass when Jesus had finished these sayings that he departed from Galilee and came to the region of Judea beyond the Jordan, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. And the Pharisees also came to him, testing him, and saying to him, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? And of course, back in those days, women, if a man divorced his wife, women didn't exactly have career opportunities. So if a woman was abandoned, she may not be able to care for her children. If she has them, this really put women in a very bad position. So some Jewish men were just divorcing their wife just because, for no reason at all. So they're asking Jesus about this, and he says in verse 4, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. So this is a passage about where they're asking about divorce specifically, but in this question you see Jesus's view of what marriage is. First of all, he says, in the beginning God made two genders, male and female, which was not controversial at all until 15 minutes ago, right? So male and female, and this is the biblical view of marriage, one man, one woman, coming together. So one man, one woman for life. I think most of you have heard that, that the Christian view, the traditional view, the biblical view of marriage, one man, one woman for life, right? Okay. Now, divorce, and you know that's a separate issue. But just to establish that, this is clearly the church's view of marriage, and it has been for the past 1,900 years. Now, this is where we go to the PCUSA. So they have passed this law or amendment in the denomination where if that's your view, let's say you're a Presbyterian pastor in this denomination, if your view is that marriage is between male and female, one man, one woman for life, if that's your view, you are now going to be kicked out of the denomination.
All righty, we're back. And again, we mentioned this earlier. Folks, this is one from day one in this ministry here. We have always fought for the family unit. The very first divine institution God gives us is marriage and the family, the very first. Now, again, and that's where the opposition, the attack, and that's what, you know, the world, the National Council of Churches, you have some of these out there today. And I've said it before, and I believe it. If you could invent a new sin tonight, United Church of Christ would have it in the Articles of Faith by tomorrow, okay? That's how, I mean,
wow.
You know, this is what it is. I mean, we're living. So what does that mean? It means that's a sign. That's exactly what the Bible said would happen. And in the last days, you would see a great, great apostasy. And we are seeing a great, great apostasy, okay? But he also gives you instructions where to do. You defeat darkness with light. You defeat evil with good. You defeat lies with the truth. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're here tonight, to do exactly that. And mm-hmm. And you folks need to know, no place in the Beatitudes does it say blessed and the stupid. It doesn't say that in the Beatitudes. If you're in one of those apostate churches, you're sitting there, and you say, well, I'm here because my parents were here and their parents were here and we've just been here. And, yeah, it's an apostate church. I've had people tell me many times, you know, Pastor, church I go to is apostate, but it's close by. You know, you're an hour away in a drive. You know, mm-hmm. I wish you were closer. Yeah. What in the world? Do you know what they used to do in the old days? Remember, in this country was young. People used to, families would walk 5 miles or more in a morning mm-hmm. To go and to hear to attend church, right?
Right.
And today people have become so comfortable. Folks, listen here. Here's how it works, right? God owes you nothing. You owe him everything, mm-hmm. right? He made us to obey him. And again, like I said, God knows, okay? God knows how much what your sacrifices are. Already we have, let me see, where did I leave off? James and Menor pledges 25. Joseph in New York pledges 50. I missed that one, let's see. A blessed daughter of God pledges 1,000. Thank you, blessed daughter of God. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. God bless. Okay. All right. So can we get someone to match that blessed daughter of God? She matched me. Thank you. And I'm a blessed son of God. And so we thank you very much. Let's go back and listen to, let me give those numbers out one more time. 866-525-0955. 866-525-0955 or 216-901-0933, 216-901-0933. The credit card line is 888-281-1110, and we'll be back right after this.
Why? Because you don't affirm polyamory, or maybe, you know, okay, not just two women or two men, but maybe one man and six women, or, well, I guess polyamory would be one man with two husbands and three wives. You know, just a blending. See, if you're not affirming of all of that stuff, you're going to get kicked out. Okay, so this is a pretty bold move by the PCUSA, and it clearly goes against what Jesus taught. Do you think that has something to do with why they've lost 1 million members, that they've been headed in this direction? It says in 2011, which is, what, about 15 years ago, in 2011, that is when the denomination made a decision to ordain openly LGBT pastors. So that happened in 2011, and since that time, the denomination has lost 1 million members. So, you know, the connection is there, whether they want to acknowledge that or not. And I just find it interesting, the statement at the end of the article. It says, the PCUSA ratified an amendment allowing ordination of openly LGBT pastors at the discretion of each congregation in 2011. Before last July's General Assembly, over 100 clergy signed an open letter opposing any requirement that clergy candidates be asked about their views on sexual orientation and gender identity, saying that it appears to introduce an ordination question that is deeply at odds with our core reformed tenet of freedom of conscience. This amendment would immediately disqualify and exclude many faithful and dedicated ruling elders, teaching elders, and deacons from serving due to their convictions, the letter reads. Moreover, it risks imposing a non-negotiable and rigid standard on an issue where faithful Christians hold differing views. So these are people, these are ministers and people in the denomination. They're not even looking to fight the denomination on the direction they're going in. They just say, hey, can you respect my conscience? I'm a PCA deacon, ruling elder, pastor. I don't agree with you, but I'm not going to fight you. But our church is part of your denomination, and we believe traditional marriage. Can you just allow us to exist in the denomination? And the ruling is no, you're going to get fired, you're out, and maybe the whole congregation would be kicked out. Which, if the denomination owns the building, then they can literally kick people out and sell the building or bring in a new. So they have complete control over some of these churches. So it's just a sign of the times. But by their own ruling in 2011 and this other news story, this type of thing has led to just a mass exodus of people just leaving the church. Why? Because once you abandon God's standard, once you abandon the teaching of the Bible, what do you have left? I mean, you have a social club, right? You have a group of people who gather for some other reason other than to worship according to, you know, the historic Christian faith. And I think people know that, and that's why they're leaving. So this falling away from biblical teaching happens in stages. For example, if you look at the book of Acts, the persecution that occurred with the apostles, you know, first they were told, don't preach in this name. Then they were put in jail, right? Then they were beaten. Then they were put in prison. Then they were finally killed. So it happens in stages. So right now, people are trying to get this church to just be more tolerant. Okay, we're not asking you to change. Just become a little more tolerant of these other views. Well, this isn't going to happen. But let's say over the next few months, we decided, yeah, we're going to loosen up and we're going to be more tolerant. We don't agree with it, but we're not going to make a big deal about it, and we're tolerant. Okay, now that we were tolerant, what's the next step? Well, now you need to be affirming. Okay, it's not enough to just whatever and tolerate it. Now you need to agree with it. Okay, so if they could get us to agree with it, if they asked us, do you believe this? Yeah, okay. The next step is now you need to promote it. Now you need to put the flag out front. and show the world that you agree and you're promoting it and telling everyone. And then the final step, once you get the tolerance, the acceptance, affirmation, promotion, the final step is to persecute anyone who disagrees. And that's where they're at. So we're right here where we need to be, you know, fighting the good fight of faith, even though it's not popular, especially in Leverett, it's not popular. But we need to be. But the PCUSA has now reached that final phase where they are now actively persecuting people who believe. Are they being tolerant of the other position? See, no, they don't really want tolerance. That's just the hook that gets you to pull you in that direction. Now, we're not at a point where people are being put in prison. However, there are people in other countries who are being put in prison for this.
All righty, we're back. And we have approximately 40 minutes left to hear from you. Help us stay on the air at 866-525-0955, 866-525-0955, or 216-901-0933. That's 216-901-0933. 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line. 888-281-1110. Now, 40 minutes, we need to hear from you. We really do. We really do. Here, now, what was the problem? First of all, people are saying, what's wrong with those people? Don't they realize they've lost 1 million people already? Don't they realize that they need to change that? What's wrong with that statement? Because that's what people are asking them. Well, the question is, don't they? Of course they realize, and their goal. Mm-hmm. The Antichrist, the Satanism, they're parasitical. Mm-hmm. You notice they always infiltrate. They'll infiltrate a clean, healthy body. That's how communism works. Communism's the same way. Mm-hmm. Liberalism. You know, how did liberalism, Democrats infiltrated the Republican Party by being rhino? You know, we end up with rhinos in there. That's what they do. And so, folks, again, these apostate churches. The other thing, what he was saying too, is that, some of these churches say, we'll stay if you just allow us just allow us to hold to the biblical view of marriage, just allow us to hold it and we'll stay. What's the problem with that? The Bible says, come out from amongst them, be you separate from them, or suffer the very same judgment, right? Mm-hmm. So we are to come out from amongst them and touch not the unclean thing.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, and so our now here, what happens out there today when you have pastors? Did the Apostle Paul preach against apostasy in the church?
Oh, yeah.
Did Jesus preach against apostasy in the church?
Yeah.
Okay. So today, when pastors like this fellow that was just you just heard here, when he comes out and he tells the truth that way, automatically they want to sue him. Okay, this is we got to take away your 501c3. Well, real churches don't have 501c3s because once you get a 501c3, you cease to be a church, become a corporation, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay, so here they try to use lawfare against you, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing today with President Trump?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
You've got all of these. I heard today that they filed impeachment. I haven't been able to find that. I really haven't had a chance. But they filed impeachment proceedings against that one judge that decided he was president.
Yeah.
That judge says, well, no, I'm going to put a stop order on you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to deport all of these murderers. You're not going to deport all of these rapists, pedophiles. You're not going to send them back to their country.
Yeah.
Because I decided you're not going to. I'm a federal judge, right?
Yeah.
And we talked about it last night. In Hosea chapter 4, he refers to these people that have gone a-whoring. They've gone a-whoring, okay? And again, today we see this in the judiciary. We said last night, you know, not all whores are prostitutes, but all prostitutes are whores, okay? Mm. And they show up today, you can either, some in the pulpit we've watched wearing miniskirts nowadays, actually. Mm-hmm. But there's others, other prostitutes, other whores wear black, long black robes, huh? And when you sold, big when you time. Sell your very soul, you become, you've gone a whoring, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what if the pastors had the courage to come out and use the bold biblical language, the way the God's word, the Bible does, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, here I had a Presbyterian preacher, and I think this man was saved. He came... He used to attend our Thursday morning pastor's prayer breakfast. And here, he listens to me on the radio, been listening to me on the radio for years. And he said, Pastor Sanders, I want you to know, listen, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. He said, abortion is a horrendous sin. It's a horrendous sin. And he said, I'm totally, completely against it in every which way. But he said, I couldn't preach the way you do, because if I preached that message to what you preached, I would offend so many women within my congregation that have had abortions. I they would be so offended. And I looked at him and I thought, he's sitting right next to me. I shouldn't have done it, but I said, dummy, I said, do you ever think that if you'd been preaching against that horrible sin all these years, you wouldn't have so many women in there that have committed that horrible sin?
Boy, the truth.
And wow. It was like a deer in the headlights. He looked at me and he said, well, you make a good point there. You make a good point there. Mm-hmm. No place in the Beatitudes to say, you know, I'm a... amazed, but this is the days we're living in. Now, let me tell you what God calls these people that have been firing the pastors for preaching against the sin, for allowing those so-called churches that accept LGBTQ, okay, mm-hmm. God calls those assemblies abominations. They're abominations.
Yeah,
they're unclean. They're unclean. And so you folks out there listening to me, if you are a part of that, if you're sitting in on Sunday morning, one of those that approve abortion, that allow abortion, that accept sodomy, and these, you're not in a church. You're in what God calls an abomination. And you know, again, one of the old Jewish definitions of that was the stench of rotting flesh in the nostrils of a holy God. That's not a good thing, is it?
No, yeah. Absolutely not.
Okay, and so that's what pastors need to be preaching, huh?
You know, it strikes me as that it boils down to, if you allow input of any kind, one of the greatest things about your radio show is you're giving input that's truthful. And a lot of people don't recognize it because they've allowed just devil's insidious little inputs to come in, and the next thing you know, they're possessed. Like, it's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Years ago, when I first started on the radio, those that had been on radio in a long time, like Merle Paulus and some of the others, okay, they thought, well, here's we're going to go after this young preacher. We're going to get him in here, and this is going to be controversial. This would be good for our audience, this and that, and and they thought I'd be an easy target, but you know what? I never lost a debate, not once. And when they went after me, they always found they got a hold of something they couldn't turn loose of. And you know what? It wasn't me. It was God. In that very moment, gave me what I needed to say, both there and on the air when I was a guest on those, not just the radio, on those television stations too, but. And in the courtroom, in the courtroom when they put me on that witness stand. I gave them God's word, the Bible, okay? And folks, you do that. You know why? God will always honor your commitment if you're sold out to him, if you're sold out to him. And that's what we've been for 50 years. We've been sold out. And we need to hear from the, you folks out there tonight that are sold out. We really need to hear from you.
Yeah.
The numbers are 866-525-0955 or 216-901-0933. Can we get anyone to match a blessed daughter of God who pledged $1,000? Or can we get anyone to match the blessed son of God? That's me. I pledged $1,000.
Right.
Or if we can get them to match Elder Barclay's 300. Can we get some matches for 300 out there tonight? We have approximately 30 minutes left for you to call in tonight. So, Elder, did you want to add anything to any of that?
Hey, if we can get someone to match me for 300, I'm going another 200.
Okay, there you go. Going once, going twice. Do I hear 300? 300. Do I hear 300 out there going? Yeah, okay. Anyhow, oh, I forgot to tell the folks from the beginning. Remember, we're asking a pledge of $25 or more for. We only have part one left. I don't know how we sold part two out before we sold part one out. Pastor Ernie Sanders, 50 years of exhilarating moments, untold challenges, and many stories in between. I was a little hesitant to doing this because I kind of felt like, you know, who are you to, they're true stories. Every one is true. And like I said, I haven't had in 50 years, not one boring day. And so people seem to like this and we're starting to do, three and four. We're going to be doing three and four here pretty quick. And so, all right. We'll be back after this.
I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners. I am blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay. That heavenly prize, it's no surprise.
Boy, that guy can sing. There he goes. All right, here you go. Now, here, Pastor Hal has matched you. Okay. Randy? Now go ahead and now if we can get someone to match Pastor Hal, he'll up at 202.
Pastor Hal, I thought you loved me. Now I'm going to be on the bus.
He's on the bus. Okay. So Randy's up for another 200.
All right. That's right.
All righty. Pastor Hal, are you there?
Yes.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
And now you put Randy on the bus.
That's right.
Yeah, I know.
But anyhow, it's all for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
You can never outgive the Lord, huh?
That's right. That's right.
You know what? We don't really own anything. I mean, we have use of everything, but the earth and the fullness thereof, everything on it, including us, belongs to the Lord, huh?
That's right.
To do with as he wishes, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks, there you go. Yeah, you can't outgive God. He knows when you put your money to. He gives the, Jesus talked about the widow with the two mites.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think got the biggest reward? The widow to put in her two mites or the multi?
Jesus made that clear. It was the widow with the two mites, yeah.
She'll end up more than with Elon Musk, huh?
That's right.
Of course, Elon Musk has done a pretty good job. We need to pray for him. The Lord got a hold of him, I think, and pointed him in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're coming after him the way they are. Okay.
Yeah.
And, no doubt. I was thinking about something else. Last time I was on, I told you about this earlier, I got a call from a guy in Greenland that was interested in trying to figure out how to make tactical civics, you know, the Constitution apply to the Greenland. And, it's, you know, your reach is a lot bigger than just the people in America.
Well, we're worldwide on the Internet, too. But, yeah, we get calls from Australia, from Israel, from Ireland. And, you know, and here's the thing. North of the border in Canada, we have a lot of listeners up there. But some of them are actually afraid of having the authorities know that they're supporting us. You got some good people, but I would in Canada today because of, I'd be arrested if I was there. This radio program would be outlawed. You can't preach about certain sins and things in the Bible and
crazy.
And especially the pro-life. We had supporters in Canada who were supporting us. And one guy got 10 years in prison for doing what I've did for 45 years out there in the streets of front rows abortion mills, just by handing out, exposing planned predators, the most evil, wicked, ungodly, unclean, creeping, crawling purveyor of death in the world, kill more human beings than they have to be defunded. But these black-robed prostitutes calling themselves judges out there are going to do everything they can to try to keep us from defunding planned predators. Mm-hmm. And so we have to keep President Trump and all of those that are there, the Justice Department, that they will obey God and not man and not give in to the corruption, and I mean the total corruption within the Democratic Communist Party, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks, 866-525-0955. 866-525-0955 or 216-901-0933. We have 20 minutes left. 20 minutes left here tonight. Or 888-281-1110. And like I said, Tactical Civics. You have some announcements coming up the next meeting you want to make?
Yeah, the last Friday of the month, this month, I believe it's the 28th, 29th. I don't have the note in front of me, unfortunately. 7 o'clock at Ransom Sage Farm, there will be a meeting, and we will explain the whole concept. We have actually a new program for doing that, too, which is making it a lot easier for people to share it. It's just basically play some videos and help people understand what we're doing and why we're doing it and build a half of 1% in every county in America.
Well, you know, we're seeing exactly what God's word, the Bible says we would see. We're seeing the righteous becoming more righteous, but we're seeing a movement today back toward the people. People have had it with woke. They've had it with the insanity of the far left. And now their tactics are going to be, they're going to try to do like they did here. Remember the summer of love where they were burning down buildings and hitting old people in the back of the head with bricks? I watched them, and you had Kamala Harris doing everything she can. All of these Antifa, all of those who are breaking the law, she was doing what she can to get them back on the streets so they could break some more laws. And so here now, that was, and they call, but there's a difference now. Now we have a Justice Department. Mm-hmm. Now we have an FBI head. Now we have people that are actually Christian patriots in the Pentagon. So now we can take our country back. And so, are you all right with that, Pastor Hal?
Yeah, I'm all right with turning this country back to righteousness again, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And because, again, God has raised us up. The very fact that we are here now, the very fact that we're here on this radio program tonight preaching to the people out there means that God has raised us up for such a time as this, huh?
Yeah.
That's right.
And so, again, by God's grace, after all these years, the opposition has gone through all kinds of changes trying to take us down. Well, we did go off some stations, a lot of stations, but we went on some news stations, and, you know, the funny part was that there are those that pirate this program, and I don't mind at all if they pirate the program as long as the message gets out. You know, that's what I'm, you know, they can use their own clock, whatever. But, and that's good, but, you know, we're not here, it's a good thing, we're not here for the money, okay? But we're here because the cause is the righteous cause. And you folks out there listening to me now, remember what God's word, the Bible says. It says, be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only. If God raised us up for doing what we're doing, and you're listening to us out there, don't you think you should be doing it too? And you say, well, you know, Pastor, yeah, I agree with you, but I don't know where to begin. Well, you can begin by supporting us and helping us, and we'll continue. And one thing I got to remind you too, the newsletter costs us quite a bit. We put the newsletter out there because we want you to be informed. We remember, my people are destroyed. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed. They're destroyed for lack of knowledge. We don't want you to be destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's why we send the knowledge out there. Pastor Hal that's out there listening to me right now, that's with us here. He helps me with this newsletter. We do research. We have people that... we have our ears, you know, and over the years, Hal, this radio program has broken many national news stories. We were the first ones to, especially when it goes back in the days of Clinton and that. And so, folks, we do need to hear from you to continue fighting that fight. And the number again is 866-525-0955 or 216-901-0933 or... the credit card number is 888-281-1110. Now, the most important part of any radio program we do is always the invitation. See, what's going to happen out there? Every one of you, we always talk about this. Every one of you listening, you're listening to us because you're alive. And someday you won't be. You're gonna leave this world, right? And when you leave this world, you're going to heaven or hell. That's why, you know, we're here. That's why the most important thing you can ever, ever do. Well, Pastor Hal, I'm going to let you take it from there, and I know Randy would like to probably join in with you, but take it away.
How long do I got, Pastor?
You have about 8 minutes.
I was going to say, working on about 8 minutes.
Okay, well, listen, one thing I wanted to say is that in the Bible, in Mark 8:36, it says, what shall a profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And, you know, the damage today to this world is from the pulpits. Most preachers have lost their backbone as far as standing up for God and the Bible. They've given in to the state. They've given in to a godless government, a communist government that wants to be the final authority for all matters of faith and practice. That's why they hate Christianity, because God demands our final actions, our final, our heart, the preeminence. And, you know, the word apostasy you'll hear on this program, that means when people historically at one time stood for what's right and what's everything, and they turned their back on it. And for one reason or other, whether it was cowardice, they lost their backbone, they got bought off, they become apostate. And that's the reason you got anarchy in the streets today. It's the fault of spineless preachers and churches that call themselves churches, but they're actually following the government program and turn their back on the King James Bible. And that's why you got apathy in the pulpits. A congregation that's not being led by a man of God is going to become apathetic and worthless as far as their service to God. And if you're a born-again Christian and you're in a church like that, get out of it. God says come out from among them. Get into a church where a man takes a stand for the King James Bible, takes a stand for God. And anytime the government tells you to do something that goes against the Bible, you tell the government to take a long walk off a short pier, because let Jesus Christ become your final authority for all matters of faith and practice. And that's the only way to stand before the Lord at the judgment seat of Christ with any boldness at all, is if you live for the Lord and put him first before anything and everybody else down here. Now, the Bible says in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So if you want to go to heaven, you don't do it by joining. You could join every church in town and die and go to hell with all your membership cards. And you can get baptized so often every tadpole in the creek knows your social security number and still die and go to hell, because the Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. So when Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you've ever done. He transferred your sins onto his son, Jesus. And when Jesus said it is finished, that means it was approved by God. All the suffering and pain and death that Jesus went through and in your behalf was paid for, that redeemed you from hell. But that payment don't become yours automatically. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. You have to receive that payment Jesus paid for you on that cross. And the Bible says it's a free gift, Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Jesus did all the work. So whether you go to heaven or hell, it depends on what you do with the finished payment Jesus paid in your place on that cross. And how do you receive it? Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. To call means to pray. That simply means if you believe that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you ask Jesus to come into your heart and give to you that payment, he'll do it. That's his promise to you. And God hears me talking to you right now. He knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now. And you, if you ask Jesus to come into your heart, he'll come in right now. And you can do it in a simple prayer of faith. It's called the sinner's prayer. Just simply asking Jesus to come into your heart, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner. It says, except you repent, you shall likewise perish, Luke 13:3. So if you're sorry about the fact you're a sinner and you believe that Jesus died on the cross and paid the payment for your sins in full, and you want that payment, you want that redemption to become yours, pray this prayer with me and just mean it with all your heart. Dear God, I'm sorry I've sinned against you. I confess unto you that I'm a sinner. And Lord Jesus, I believe you died on that cross and shed your blood for my salvation. And I here and now, Lord Jesus, ask you to come into my heart. Give to me the payment you paid for me on that cross. Give me eternal life and save my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead, Elder Barkley.
Amen, amen. You basically said it in a nutshell, but I love how you said, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And sometimes there are so many people that are struggling in their faith, or struggling what to believe, or struggling what way. Well, that verse really encompasses everything that they're looking for. Again, he said, Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the word of God, as we started out at the top of the hour, Pastor was talking about the fear of the Lord, how many times the word fear was in the word of God. And the Bible says that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we need to understand, as the word of God says, it says, fear not them which can kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And so we really want to understand, even as Solomon said, we need to hear the conclusion of the whole matter here, which is to that man is to fear God and to keep his commandments, because as it relates to salvation and those that are able to find this gift that God gave to men, the word of God says that wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So I want to say to you tonight, if you have found that tonight in that salvation, you can count yourself blessed, because again, the word of God says there are few that really find this path. There are a whole lot that are on the road of destruction, that broad way. So absolutely good invitation tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Yeah, again, there's nothing you could ever do, you will ever do, that'll mean as much to you. And again, when you hear the invitation, many of you out there listening say, well, I've heard this, I've heard this, I've heard this. But you never really stopped. You never said, you know, it's the time for me to do that. What does the Lord tell him, Hallie? When the pastor gives the invitation, the pastor's just a messenger. Now, how many times can you tell God no?
You never know when the last time is. And the Bible says today is the day of your salvation. If God wanted you to get saved some other time, he wouldn't have had you hear it now.
Now, we play a song called He Ran Out of Tomorrows Tonight. The next time we play that, folks, I want you to remember that song, from what I was told, is a true song that actually happened. And so that fellow said, not quite yet. I'm not ready yet. And, well, he ran out of tomorrow's tonight. We're running out of time right now. We're up against it, where we come to that point where we say, thanks for being here. Thanks for your support. You still have about 7 minutes if you want to call in. We could use it. I want to say thanks to Keith in Minnesota, donated 40, and Sonia in California, pledged 25. All right. And we have, do we have 30 seconds? Always. Get ready, folks, ready? Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.